Fit in a few pages between work and family time, because this week's discovery follows a woman in her quest to do it all. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. While most mothers suffer from some level of mom guilt, it's rare to find a mom who never feels like she's not doing enough. And while Fluffy Chicklet often offers a much-needed escape from pressures and guilt, author Elizabeth Egan's A Window Opens might make readers feel even worse. The story begins as Alice Pierce is nudged into a new chapter in her life. When her husband learns that he won't be making partner at his firm, he throws his laptop and quits his job. So, after years of working part-time and caring for three growing kids, Alice takes a full-time job with a company that's working to innovate the book-buying experience. And as she struggles to keep up with her new employer's expectations, she also fights to balance work with the growing challenges at home. Now, in the beginning, A Window Opens gives off a breezy, chick-lit vibe. As Alice steps up to this big new challenge, her future seems delightfully predictable. She'll find the strength to do it all, giving readers just a little bit of hope in the process. But that's not how Alice's story plays out. Her disappointing job is just the beginning of her problems. And while she tries to spend time with her kids, care for her parents, and endure her employers, instead of love and support, she gets anger, resentment, and guilt trips in return. At times, Egan tries to infuse the story with touches of humor, emphasizing Alice's new company's quirks, but they're generally more frustrating than funny, and the result is a novel that will pull you in with its promising setup, only to leave you with an overwhelming feeling that not only can you not do it all, but it's probably not even worth trying. But is it worth joining this busy mom in her quest for balance? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say don't bother. It does have some bright moments, but it definitely isn't the upbeat and inspiring light read that you might be seeking. Instead, it forces its main character to run an increasingly grueling gauntlet of expectations and guilt that will most likely leave you feeling hopeless and depressed. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. A Window Opens by Elizabeth Egan is 333 guilt-ridden pages long and is available from Simon & Schuster. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.